close up there. All possible sounds have been categorized in 6 categories. Country sounds, electronic or synthetic sounds, heavily produced sounds, wind produced sounds, and the sounds so small that they require amplification to be heard in concert with the others.
So these are the 6 categories. Mm-hmm. Mr. Adam Williams, whatever this is on the record.
Yes.
Right. Okay, now how does that work? And you made a library of these sounds.
Well, then through elaborate chance means, I predetermined what of those categories had to go together and which parameters had to be modified.
Parameters mean?
What conventional things, the parameters, you know.
And what? So all the parameters, which are duration?
Yeah, and then I was able, you see the categories are called A, B, C, D, E, F.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they were not at all from what, from an original, say, recording of a dog barking, then a dog could go either into a city category or a country category, according to where he was. Or he could even go into wind-produced category. But say he went into the city category, then he would be called A-B-V-V, I think, or A-C-C-C, A-C-C-C, I forget just how I distinguished them. One was C and one was V. And that meant, in the one case, that frequency, amplitude, and overtone structure had not been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we used a filter with respect to the dog barking, then it would be A-C-C-V.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, whether it was A-C-C-C or A-C-C-V or any other thing was predetermined by chance operations.
I'm going to ask you to define chance
operations. Iking operations.
Alas, I didn't get to read that book that I bought.
Well, you could get it all also out of silence in that article where I describe in detail how to write a composition by means of chance operations.
Which is the one I can't follow.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to follow it now if I told you.
Okay. I could ask you questions which I can't ask of you on the printed page.
Okay, but you'd get answers you wouldn't understand, probably. They'd try.
Really?
Try. Well, this is what you have to do if you're going to write by means of chance operations. You have to envisage exactly what are the questions you ask when you write music. Hmm?
What are the components?
Yes. Now,
there's just a same duration
that I had in the case of this tape piece, for that reason categorized also A, B, C, D, E, F, and put in the parameters. And then a line drawn under that would indicate that there would have been a loop made. Hmm?
A loop?
Rhythm introduced. Then chance operations, knowing that there are 6 categories, I can say which category are we in. Okay, we toss the coins and we're in category D.
You toss coins.
According to the E-King. And this gives me numbers from 1 to 64. Now I can relate these 6 categories to the number 64.
Mm-hmm.
Either symmetrically or asymmetrically. If I 64, roughly in 6 equal parts. Or I can toss numbers from 1 to 64, which will show me how to divide 64 into 6 parts, and that would be asymmetrical.
18, 17.
Yeah. Right. In any case, however I do it, I can then toss coins and find out which category I'm in. Then I can toss coins to see whether or not the frequency is left the way it's recorded or changed.
And you toss 3 coins?
6 times for each question.
6 number of tosses, 1 coin. No, then I'm lost. I'm sorry. Sorry, I hope
this is all information which I have, given.
Yeah.
And which you should have.
I'm trying to ask myself why I haven't assimilated it.
Well, because you weren't interested. Forgive me for being rude, but that's the case.
Or it didn't relate to certain things that I had done.
Okay. This is a square of 8 times 8. 10.
Your head
and
the
other
tail?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, each one of these is the toss of 3 coins. A straight line is 2 heads and a tail. And a head. A broken line. 3 heads. It's a broken line, which is read first as a broken line. And then it's a straight line, 3 tails. First it's a straight line, and then it's a broken line. Now this is all remarkably like a computer.
Yeah.
So I tossed the first three, give me which one of these lines we're in. The next three, give this, and that fixes it on a number. And the arrangement of numbers that I use is the ancient one from about 3,500 B.C. Mm. Now, if I have this or this, I obviously get two numbers. Now, if we want to know which category of sound I'm in, we have, say, tossed 1, 15, 3, 25, 44, and those are five numbers, and they'll now give us six divisions of 64. The first will be out completely, and the next will be, this will be A. It's out completely because we tossed the number 1. B will be 1 through 2 because we tossed 3. C is 3 to 14. D is 15 to 24. E is 25 to 42, F is 34 to 64. This is an example of an African centrifugal thing. Then I toss another time, say 36 times, and I say I get 36, then it's in category E. Now, I want to know whether the frequency is altered or not from what it was originally recorded. And since that there are only two answers there, I can use just one time, head to tail. And so I can quickly get an answer like E, C, D, C.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. That becomes a note.
No, it hasn't been. No, it becomes a recipe for a recording to be made. I must then find a vocally produced sound, the amplitude of which has been altered from what it originally was in nature. Hmm? Then we go into an electronic studio, and we know what we're doing.
This might be a bird sound, for instance, where something
right.
will change.
Then, as the chance operations continue, once we've had E, C, B, C, then the next E we have is E2. Hmm? We go up to, say, E353.
Or another category would be a city sound, for instance.
Right.
And then it would be an automobile horn, and it might be the same as it was recorded, or it might be changed. And the dimension is given to it.
Then all the splicing, all the cutting of the Williams mix is carefully controlled by chance operations. Then in all periods before indeterminacy, you see, because all I was doing then was renouncing my intention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was then still making an object which was controlled by chance operations, which I later, in an article called Indeterminacy, said was the equivalent to producing Frankenstein. Hmm? Denounced my own work.
But you will allow it to be played.
Of course.
Why?
I've made it perfectly clear what I think it is, so that if people use it, they know what they're up against. I've gone through so many changes in my work that if I tried to cover my tracks and obscure what I had done, it would have been, I would say, immoral.
Indeterminacy
wouldn't it have been?
Yes, and also it's part if I understand.
Besides, I'm not interested in whether my work was good or bad.
Right. Well, that's what I was about to get back to. It's part of a lot of the things that all these people are talking about, and also part of the question of contradiction and paradox.
Right.
Being able to live with that.
Right.
Contradiction paradox.
Well, if one were to renounce an earlier thing which one no longer believed in, then one would be accepting the fact that there was contradiction and there was something wrong with contradiction and paradox. This is all part of the same system, as I understand it, as a system. It isn't necessary to do it.
Right.
You don't have to renounce.
No.
Because there's nothing wrong with the contradiction.
What I really believe is made perfectly clear by my actions. That is to say, I don't do that anymore. Hmm?
Perfectly clear. Even that's clear.
Perfect. Three heads.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.